I tell you, I count it an honor to be here tonight. I really do. I mean, it's just an honor to be able to preach a youth service. Me and Brother Addis, we've done a homecoming together this year, and I forget just what month that it was. It might have been in May, April. We've done a homecoming together, and he told me, he says, you know, you're getting old when you do homecomings. So I'm just going to have to call him and tell him I'm still preaching youth services. So I'm not getting old yet. All right. I'd like to talk to you tonight. The Lord help me and enable me, and you pray for me. I appreciate the youth here. It's good to see this good number of young people here. And you're probably saying, what's an old white-headed man like you got to tell us? Just hang on here a little bit. Hang on here a little bit, all right? I want you to turn with me tonight to the book of Acts. The book of Acts. Oh, yeah. Acts chapter 3. And if we could, let's stand together for the reading of God's word, to reverence his word and respect it. And I'm going to read a story to you. You've heard read many times. You probably read it many times and heard it preached from many different times, but I feel this on my heart here tonight. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Would you look back with me at verse 1 and 2? It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. I want you to take notice of these two scriptures here. And I know a lot of times in preaching, different preachers, I have preached from this story at different times, different messages. And God dealt with me and led me different ways with it. Tonight, I don't want to deal with the part about the silver and gold. I know this is youth service. But I want you to look at this man that was lame from his mother's womb. He had to be carried daily, and laid at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. I know how that it is with young people. I want to tell you, if you was in this condition right here and going through the same old routine day in and day out, you'd get bored. You'd get tired of it. You really would. You really would. I have been around some older people, and I have asked him, and I'm going to preach on here just a little bit. Just give me a little time, lay a little foundation here. I've been around some older people, and I've asked them, I says, how you doing? They'll say, I'm doing tolerable. Have y'all in Tennessee, y'all ever heard that word, doing tolerable? I've heard older people have told me that more times than once, and I've asked them. I said, what's that word tolerable mean? You know, I didn't look it up to see and study out the Hebrew and the Greek of it. I don't know if it has got any Hebrew and Greek behind it. Tolerable. And they said, oh, I said, Brother Lynn, so that means that we're able to eat and sleep and do no work, but doing tolerable well. They're doing tolerable. Maybe they probably, some of you here that has said that at some times or another. I mean, you don't have to raise your hand. If you do, it's going to put you in the older category. All right? Then I have asked some people. I'd ask them, I'd say, how's it going with you? They say, oh, just the same old, same old. Y'all ever heard that? Same old, same old. I want you to look at this right here and get a picture of this man that was carried daily. And he was laid at the temple. Day in, day out, having to depend upon somebody else to carry him. You know, I can imagine this person. He probably said, it's going to be the same old, same old. Same old, same old. I want to preach on that tonight. God would help me. Yeah, I want to preach on that. And I know young people, they don't use words like it. That's not in their vocabulary. It kind of blows my mind, if I can use that expression here tonight, at some of the words and the expressions of the young people this day and time when they say groovy. I mean, some of y'all young people probably have said that. Or either cool, awesome. I mean, that's words that they use. Or the word wow. You know what? You know, I've looked at that word wow, W-O-W, about it. And sometimes, what is it, Arlene? Am I saying that right? I thought you was correcting me there. You know, when they say wow, you know, somebody told me, said that word first came that when, you know, Adam was put into a deep sleep and God took rib from man and he made woman. And Adam opened his eyes and he first saw her and he said, wow. Come on. Come on. Now, that's just Brother Lee in head. I just said I heard that. Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We in youth service. And y'all have said them kind of terms. You have said groovy. You have said cool. You said, oh, that's awesome. Come on. Y'all didn't think I could relate to you, did you? And you have even probably said, wow. Come on. Hear me right here tonight. But then again, I know young people also. I know how that it is with young people. You're all time looking for something different. You're all time seeking and searching for something different. I've been around young people, and it looked like they had every kind of game, every kind of gadget, every kind of toy that they could have. Even y'all's good pastor's got an apparatus back here that blows my mind. I was sitting back there, and I think he was playing a trick on me. He was just, you know, I heard music. I didn't know where in the world it was coming from. I knew it wasn't coming from him. Come on, I knew it wasn't coming from him. And he would just speak, and he would say, Lexus, can you put that on volume 4 and raise it up? I guess that's what you were saying, wasn't it? That's some of his terminology. I mean, it would raise it up, you know, and he would look over at me and just smile, and he would say, Lexus, would you just cut it down? And it would just cut down. I mean, we always looking for new gadgets. New gadgets. But you know that the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new that under the sun. But I want to tell you this. There may not be nothing new under the sun, but there are things that is new beyond the sun. Come on, there's new experiences and deeper experiences with God. Come on, can you say amen? I don't know about you, but come on, I once was young, but now I'm old. But there's one thing about it, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. I haven't seen that. Come on, can you say it? God has always been faithful. Come on, can you say amen? I'm not looking for anything different. If anything, I'm looking for something that is deeper. Come on, can you help me right here for a while? But here it was. I want you to get a picture of this lame man that had to be carried daily, and he was laid at that temple there. And I want to tell you what, from what I've read at different times and studied about this lame man being laid there at that temple and having to be dependent upon somebody else to bring him there. He wasn't able to manage to get his own self there. Somebody else had to bring him. But I want to tell you what, from what I've read and studied about it, he was within 15 steps of being inside of that temple. So close. He knew everything that was going on inside the temple. He could hear the music, no doubt. He could hear them testifying. He'd probably hear the message that was preached. And when they would turn to song and they would say, page 57, open your Bible. Open your church hymnal, I mean, and let's turn to page 57. And he knew automatically, that was amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. He was that close to it. Come on. And today they would probably just rattle out a number and they would begin to sing, but he was so accustomed to it, he already knew the song because he was so close. And you know what? And no doubt he got tired, he got bored of being right there and having to be carried by somebody and having to be laid right there daily and having to just beg. Come on. I want to tell you something. He was in within reach of a gold mine, but he was content and satisfied just for receiving pennies. If I could just say that. Come on. I want to tell you something, my friend. As young people, I know the devil has got things to offer out there. He can paint you a pretty picture, my friend, but he is not able to fulfill the dreams of your life. Come on, you're going to help me right here for just a little bit. But you know what? We look at life in general, and when I have spoken to some of those older people, I say, how is life treating you? How is things are going for you? And they will reply back to me, and they'd just say, the same old, in other words, the same old grind, Brother Lynn. Get up every morning, have my coffee, and eat my breakfast, and we just go through the routines, and probably make doctor's appointments, and different things in life, or go to the grocery store, or visit the grandchildren, just the same old, but did you know if we're not careful, we'll let that spirit drift right in to the house of God, and you know what, we'll begin to talk about the church service and say, how did the church service go? Just the same old, Brother Ingram preached. Come on, we sung the songs of Zion. Come on, we worshiped for a while, but it gets to be where it becomes boredom to us, my friend, and it becomes the same old. You know what I'd love to see right here tonight? I'd love to see the Holy Ghost come by, and when we leave this service right here tonight, we'd be more interested in church than having the Holy Ghost move and the Holy Ghost invasion right here than we would be about soup and hot dogs. And I know they're going to be good here after a while. But I want to tell you what I come for, and that is to have church, my friend, and not the same old, not the same old grind. Come on, can you say amen? We're living a day and a time where things are changing. Come on, you may have the latest gadget. Come on, you may have the latest technology. Come on, but I want to tell you something, my friend. Those things are not going to satisfy you like the Son of God will satisfy you, because I'm talking about one here tonight that the Bible said that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is the God that changeth not, my friend. I want to tell you something, young person. You don't have to be satisfied with the same old. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I really do. I really do. I feel like, but who is going to be the one to take up the torch? Who's going to be the one to pick it up and lift it up? Who's going to be the one to keep the flame a burning? Come on, you know how God's going to do it? He's going to work through some of you young people. Come on, that's not satisfied with the same old. Did you know that when you get down in the rut, so to speak, if you're down in the rut, did you know that God's holy word will not mean to you what it one time meant to you? Come on, I wish you'd help me preach. When you get down in the rut and you become content and you become satisfied with just the same old, same old. Come on. Well, I went to the house of God. I've done my duty. Come on. Have we really done our duty when we come to the house of God? It's just showing up. Come on. And just being present. Is that going to be our duty? It kind of reminds me of my older brother that went to school. He didn't think one thing about learning. I wish I had applied myself and done a whole lot better myself. But my older brother, all he wanted to do was just get through school. So one day the principal of school asked him, said, Darryl, said, what in the world do you come to school for? He said, oh, just to be counted present. Come on, can you say amen? And sometimes that's just kind of the way that we are about coming to the house of God. Come on. But I want to tell you something. I'm getting tired of the same old when we know what God has got for us. But what's it going to take? Come on. I believe I got some young people right here tonight. Come on. That I feel like you are related to what I'm going to say it to you right here tonight. But how are we going to do that? How are we going to see revival? I believe that revival can start right here among our youth, my friend. But not only can it start right there, but it can spread right through you, my friend, throughout this congregation right here, throughout this church house right here, and bring an old-time Holy Ghost revival. That's what we're longing. I feel like there's some youth right here tonight. That's what you're longing to see right here tonight. Come on, help me right here. It's just a revival. Come on, help me right here where we can see more than just a same old. We're wanting to see a revival where the houses are shaking, where the Holy Ghost falls, and where the fire falls. Come on, come on, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. Come on, I'm a feeling the anointing of the Holy Ghost here tonight. That's wanting to help somebody right here. Hey, I want to tell you something again right here. You're not going to interrupt my message, my friend. If you feel like obeying the Lord right here tonight, you know what? Somebody right here on the sound of my voice, you could have the key to this service if you would just simply obey the Lord. How are we going to get beyond the same old? It's when somebody steps out and obeys the Lord, my friend. But come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something. When you do the unusual, my friend, I want to tell you what, to church anymore, it's getting to be no more than a yard sale. Come on, when we go to them, you've been to one, you've just about been to all of them. I want to tell you something. I'm tired of that, and I feel like you are tired of that. And there are some of you right here, you want to see the moving of the Holy Ghost, and you want the Holy Ghost to move and to work in your life and have a deeper and greater experience with God. Come on. He had to be carried. He wasn't able to get there by himself. He had to be carried. Let me tell you something. When church becomes a burden to you, and when church becomes a dread to you, I want to tell you what. You have got that same old mentality. It's just going to be the same old. It's not going to matter if I'm there or if I'm not there. Come on, help me right here. Brother Ingram will be there, and Brother Judd will be there, and Brother Kane will be there. Sister Ingram will be there. But I want to tell you something, what we are needing. You know when the Holy Ghost moves and when the fire falls, it generates an excitement. Come on. It gets us excited. I like to come to the house of God when you can just expect the unexpected. You don't really know what's going to happen. You don't know who the Holy Ghost is going to move on. You don't know when and just how that the fire is going to fall. Come on. Help me right here. For some reason or another, I'm a feeling that fire burning right here in my soul right here tonight. I feel like some of you are feeling that fire burning. But not only that, my friend, you're wanting the Holy Ghost to move on you like that. And you're wanting the Holy Ghost to fall on you like that. But did you know how this is going to begin? It's going to begin with those that obey him. When those that get beyond what others is going to think, thinking what others is going to say, come on, help me right here. And you might be a sitting right here tonight under the sound of my voice, and you may be a saying, well, brother so-and-so is here, and I've never seen anything out of him. Sister so-and-so is here, and I've never seen anything out of her. But I want to tell you something, just because brother and sister so-and-so, just because they don't start, and just because they ain't got no fire, is no reason I'm going to sit there and burn out. Come on, can you say amen? I believe I'm going to praise him. I believe I'm going to worship him. I believe I'm going to glorify him. I'm getting tired of the same old, same old. Come on, help me right. I here for a while? That's the reason this world has got all kind of entertainment, my friend. You know why? They know because people get tired of the same old same. Oh, come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something. I like butter beans and peas and cornbread and onion and corn and iced tea. I like that. But I don't want it ever meal. Come on, can you say amen? And that's the way it is with the house of God. I want to see a variety. Come on. I'm not talking about compromising. I'm talking about where we get into the spirit of worship, into the spirit of praise. And when we begin to worship him and praise him and glorify him and magnify him, that we can be like Peter and John were when they come out of the upper room, where they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given up. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I feel like that there's a generation that is a coming on. They don't want the same old, they're wanting an experience with the Almighty God. Oh, help me while I preach. You think, Brother Ingram, you're my pastor now. I don't want to get out of order. I want to stay in my place. I want to stay in my place. This man had to be carried. And he was laid daily at the temple. Prayer meeting. I wish I just went tonight. Prayer meeting. Just went tonight. Oh, just youth service. Just youth service. If we're not careful, we'll get into rut. Just the same old, same old. Oh, come on here. God's speaking some hearts right here tonight. He's speaking some hearts right here tonight. Come on. I feel like God, it's not because of me. I've been praying, studying, reading. And today, I was up real early this morning. I felt like God began to deal with me about this. I said, God, this is very strange. I said, Lord, you know this is your service tonight. Just like God didn't know, you know. God knows exactly where we are. But I tell you what, I'm going to call this anybody's service. We need to get in here. But if we're not careful, being carried daily and laid daily, come on, so close to the temple at the gate called Beautiful. I'm going to tell you what, when you do that day in and day out, it becomes a routine. Come on. He know just exactly what to do, just exactly what to expect. You know what? And I'm sensing that is coming among us as holy people. Come on. We may make reference to other churches, but I want to tell you something. It's creeping in right among us. We become, if we're not careful, here it was, this man had to be carried. He was laid. He was begging. Come on, I'd like to talk to Cerita Wood. And he had become so familiar with the scene, familiarity. And then familiarity, it will breed contentment. We will become content. If we're not careful, we become content with the same old, same old. You know what I feel right here tonight? I feel like the devil knows that when somebody steps out and obeys God right here tonight and they catch on fire for the Lord, the devil knows it's going to be contagious. And come on, hell. But if he can keep us glued to our pew, he can keep our hands down. Come on, help me right here. And he can keep our voices low. Come on. He can keep us from worshiping God in spirit and in truth. You know what? We're going to be content. We're going to say, well, we went to church. Oh, well, Brother Head preached a good message tonight. Come on. But did it move you? Did it stir you? Did it change you? Come on, help me right here tonight. And I'm a feeling of the fire burning deep down inside of you. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, there's a time I've been on fire greater than what I am right now. I want to tell you what, that fire may have flickered, but that flame has never gone out. You know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling the breath of the Holy Ghost is a wanting to come by, and the wind of the Holy Ghost is a wanting to come by right here tonight, and to fan that flame within you. Come on, help me right here. I feel like there's some young people right here tonight. You're wanting to get up from where you're at. You're wanting to get up out of that state that you're in, my friend. You're wanting your hands back in the air. Come on, help me right here. I know just a few weeks ago, y'all y'all come out of youth camp and we was up here and y'all had a great youth camp. We've told people about it wherever that we have been, at the greatness of the youth camp that y'all had. Come on. But I know how the devil works too. Come on. I know some of the tactics and some of the trade of the devil. If he can cool you down, my friend, he will cool you down. If he can get you cold spiritually, that's exactly where he'd love to keep you, is in that cold state. But you know what? I'm a feeling visiting us tonight. I'm a feeling the warmth of the Holy Ghost is coming by here tonight. I'm a feeling like there's some young people right here tonight. You want to raise to your feet. Come on. You want to carry this banner of holiness on. Come on. You want to talk to fire of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, I pray while I pray. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. Help me right here for just a little while. But you know what? The devil's afraid right here tonight. He's afraid that somebody's going to step out. Somebody's going to obey the Lord. Come on. Hey, somebody might as well be the first one. Come on, help me right here for a while. I thought about it. There he was. They laid him at the gate. I want to tell you what, when you have to depend upon somebody else, my friend, come on, it's not, you're not going to be very much help to the church. And don't take that to be offensive. I don't want to be offensive. We're glad for every one of you that is here, my friend. But when you catch on fire of the Holy Ghost, and when you are moved by the Holy Ghost, that's when you'll be able to lift the church, my friend. You won't have to lean on the church. And here it was, he was carried to the church daily, and he had to lean on the church. Come on, because he knew that they was going to be by there, and they was going to put so much, they was going to give him so much, no doubt. They was going to give him food and probably give him some corn, but it was just going to be a limited amount. Come on, can you say amen? He was a leaning on the church. Come on. But after Peter and John come out of that upper room and they said silver and gold, they were two broke preachers, my friend. They didn't have no money to their name, but there was one thing about it. They had an experience with God. Come on. Can you say amen? Help me right here. And they said to look on us, focus on us, look at me. Come on. I want to tell you something, my friend. If we are not careful, we'll be focused on other things instead of looking to Jesus, the finisher and the author of our faith. Oh, glory to God. I'm a feeling Shekinah. Glory to God. I realize I'm in a youth service right here tonight. But I want to tell you something, young people. You don't have to be a burden. I'm not saying that you are, but you can lift a church. And when we lift up his name, the Bible said that he would draw all men unto him. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord here tonight in this house. Boy, I feel like the Holy Ghost is talking to somebody here tonight. You're wanting to come out of there. You really are. You really are. You're wanting to move out of there. Come on, help me right here. You may say, Brother Leon, are you some most strange man? Come on, I may be. But I want to tell you what, when we respond to the Spirit of God, that's when God's going to bless and that's when God's going to help us. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something. I'm trying to bring this thing down. I really am. But there's a lot of things that come into my mind. It really is. But I want to tell you something, ma'am. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me, young boys and young girls. We need more than a general altar call right here tonight. We need somebody step out of there and say, listen, I don't want to have to lean on the church. There comes a time when we've all had to lean on the church in times of sickness and despair and discouragement. We leaned on the church. But if there's ever been a day and a time, Sister Ingram, that we need to lift the church, come on. We need to be lifting the church. Come on. We need to be lifting the night. Come on, help me right here. And how are we going to do it when we say, devil, get behind me? Come on, help me right here. And the devil's lying to somebody right here tonight. Come on, he's just saying, if you step out, what's they going to think of you? How are they going to feel about it? Forget about what they're going to think. Forget about what they're going to say. What's more important than anything? I want to tell you, we're here to please the Lord right here tonight. He's the one that saved us. He's the one that, oh, glory to God. I feel it. The Shekinah glory of God right here tonight in this house, my friend. I feel like somebody is wanting to move. How about it? How about it? Oh, don't think I'm mad. I'm not mad. Don't think that one bit. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I'm upset at the devil. Come on, because I feel like there's some here. You're wanting to step out. You're wanting to draw closer. You're good people. You're great people. I mean, you really are. You really are. But I feel like somebody right here has got the key to this service right here tonight. I feel like somebody right here is wanting to move. Somebody's wanting to step up. Somebody, come on, help me right here for a while. I want to tell you the Lord is here in this house right here tonight. He's a wanting to minister somebody because he is the minister of the sanctuary. And he is here to help you. He's here to lift you up. But are we here to lift him up?
Are we more enthused about what's going to happen after the service? Oh, come on, help me right here. I feel like God's got something for somebody right here tonight. You know it as well as you see this preacher standing right here tonight in this black suit. You know that out in the world, they have what they call just about a ringleader. Come on, help me right here. And when the law gets on their trail, my friend, I want to tell you, they say if we can get the ringleader, we can dispose of whatever's going on. We can get rid of it. We can get the ringleader. But did you know what? I feel like that same thing works right in the house of God. I feel like there's some leaders right here among our young people, and the devil knows if I can just get them to sit down. If I can just get them to stay down, I can go to working on the rest of them. Come on, help me right here. Because the others are looking at you, and you are having an impact and an influence on them. Come on in there and say, well, look how cold and how cool that they done come down. Well, look at where that they are. They was a shouting and running the aisles here the other night, but tonight they're not even moving. They're not even doing nothing. But I want to tell you something. I'm a feeling right here that God's a wanting to raise up. Come on. I'm not here for Brother Ingram to pin no roses on me, God forbid. But I want to tell you what, you are a great people. You are a great church. You are known across this country. Come on. But I'm a feeling like there's some young people right here that you are wanting to rise up. Come on. Help me right here. You are wanting to make a difference. Come on. Help me right here for, oh, glory to God. What young man is going to be the first one to step up? And you're going to come out of that pew with your hands in the air. Come on. And what young girl is going to step up and going to come out of that pew with her hands in the air? Praising and worshiping God. What young boy, what young girl is it going to be that's going to say, listen, I want to be an influence. I want to be one that's going to make a difference. Come on, help me right here. Brother Ingram, I feel like I done got into something right here tonight. I don't really know what to do with, but I want to tell you something. I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight in this house. I'm a feeling like there are some right here tonight. You're wanting to rise up, but you're saying, oh, Brother Lynn, we need a song. We need a fast song. It's going to move us. No, I tell you what we need to do. We just need to move fast. Come on, can you help me right here? We need to let the devil know that we're on the Lord's side. Come on, help me right here. We're going to raise the banner of holiness. Oh, glory to God. I feel the Shekinah glory of God right here. I'm a feeling the Lord's are moving right here. And there are some of you that's wanting to move out. There are some of you that's wanting to step up. There are some of you that's wanting to step out. Why not go on and make that move right here tonight? Why not go on and make that step right here tonight? You are tired of the same old, same old. I don't want this service to pass and then me leave this building right here tonight and say, well, it was just the same old service. But you can leave this building right here tonight making a difference and making an impact and having an influence upon other young people's lives. Somebody want to get a song? Get a song. Give what you want to do. Obey the Lord right here tonight. There's some that's wanting to step out. There's some that's wanting to come. Come on tonight. Come on. Come on, young people. We're not here. I'm not here browbeating you. God in heaven forbid. I'm not here to do that. I'm telling you what, if God in heaven knows my heart, knows the burden of my heart, I feel like God laid this on my heart and dealt with my heart about this. Come on. We are tired of the same old. You are tired of it right here tonight. But you got to be the one that's going to make the difference. Somebody get a song. Give how y'all want to do it here tonight. But I want to tell you something. Let's have an altar call. Let's have an altar call. Come on, come on. You can make a difference.